God, we welcome you into this place. Thank you, Father God, for your presence here. We worship your name. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise your name, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you. Just worship him. Hallelujah. You are a mighty God. Hallelujah. You are the great I am. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. We praise your name. 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 We worship you, Father God. Hallelujah.
To you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Mandoroboshaya. Thank you, Jesus. It's you that I see. You are bigger than the biggest. Stronger than the strongest. Greater than the greatest. And your name is Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Your name is Jesus. Oh, your name is Jesus. Name above all names, your name is Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Manderebo shana da 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 da. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Marakai. Above every other name. His name is above cancer. It's above diabetes, high blood pressure, poverty, shame, fear. Sing his name. Let everything bow in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Name above all names, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus is bigger than the biggest, stronger than the strongest, and your name is Jesus. Bow that we bow before you. We worship you. You are the miracle working God. At your name, the mention of your name, every knee bows and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, born of the Virgin Mary, died and rose again from the dead, and ascended and is seated at the right hand of the Father. In his name, every problem, every issue is resolved. We thank you, Lord. You are a wonderful counselor. Our mighty God. Our everlasting Father. our Prince of Peace. We call on your name. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are saved. As we sing your name, as we mention your name, we run into safety. For your name is Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. 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 You are Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, our strong tower. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Kada dabusha. Have your way, Lord. You are the potter, and we are the clay. Mold us and make us after thy will. We trust in you. Our trust is in you, Lord. Our trust is in you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. You that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. There is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As we lift our voice and pray, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Miracles happen. Miracles happen in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Thank you, Lord. only you, Lord. We look to you, the author and the finish of our faith. Blessed be your name forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so very much, worship team. God is good. Hallelujah. Little ones may come now. Young ones may come now. Mama is not with us this morning. I'm going to pray with you. Father, we are thankful for your many blessings. We're thankful, Lord, that you are here. We are privileged people. Lord, O God, I speak the word of blessing upon every son, every daughter, everyone. Lord, grace them, everyone. Bless. Do exceedingly great things in each life. Empower to succeed, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, O God, that your children are restored. They're made whole. Blessings pursue after them and overtake them. You're causing them to increase on every side. You're shattering every stronghold of darkness, pouring out your blessings without measure. I thank you, Lord, that you know each one by name. The Lord remembers you. Hallelujah. Blessed beyond measure. Raise up, O God, these sons, these daughters, with a grace that is unstoppable. Thank you, Lord, for open doors and the ability to step through those doors in the wisdom of your Spirit. I call you blessed in the name of Jesus. Blessed in your going out and in your coming in. Bless while you're standing. Bless while you're sitting. Father, I thank you for the grace of rest and the ability to enjoy your best at all times. Blessed be your holy name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Rise with me. Let us pray about the other things that we need to pray about this morning. Week after week, God gives us particular prayer focuses. Father, we thank you, Lord, O God, for all of our partners. Everyone, oh God, that is in this household of faith, all of our families, touch each one supernaturally. We pray, oh God, for Minister Colette Stewart there and her profession. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that your hand is upon her. We pray, oh God, for Uricote Incorporated and Walden and his family. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, O God, in the life of those people and every business represented in this household of faith. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you're raising us all up by your Spirit to live a life that lives fulfilled, Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Glory and Peace Church and the pastors present and pastors added. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are raising everyone up by your Spirit to accomplish divine purpose. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for our brother David Cerullo, who heads the World Evangelism, Maurice Cerullo World Evangelism. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that he is graced with your ability, with your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, with a passion of God that reaches out for the lost. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that every resource, financial, human resource, spiritual resource, whatever resources, oh God, be released, oh God, to that ministry. Release the same, oh God, to this ministry. Father, touch our brother, Bishop Michael Cole. Lord, oh God, reach out to this your servant, this your prophet, and do something extraordinary for him today. Lord, today as he stands before your people, oh God, stand with him. Lord, oh God, let your breath come forth out of his mouth. And Lord, oh God, let your people receive divine healing, deliverances, and your prophetic declarations. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for this great country of Canada. Lord, oh God, Canada will be great. Canada will fulfill its position in this planet. We declare in Jesus' name that that which you have not planted in this nation be rooted out. Any leader that you have not placed, root them out. Kick them out. But bring, oh God, the people, oh God, that will listen to your voice and obey you and do that which will be pleasing in your sight to be a blessing to this nation. Thank you, Father, for the nation of Israel. Lord, oh God, your chosen people. Thank you, Lord, for the nation of Nigeria that just celebrated 62 years of independence yesterday. We ask, oh God, that your grace will flow, God, over these nations, over the United States of America. Lord, oh God, over the people of God's Lake, First Nation, over the nation of Finland. Father, move upon the face of the earth and speak again. Lord, oh God, we pronounce your declaration, let there be light. Father, let your light, O God, be made manifest in the nations of the earth. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, everyone, O God, here present, those, O God, that are online, those that are going to listen in the days to come, Father, O God, that they will have an encounter with you. And Lord, O God, that in this encounter, Father, O God, that they will be raised up, O God, to experience life in God like never before. That every stronghold of the enemy be shattered. Lord, O God, those that have been held captive in prison, Lord, O God, break them out of the jailhouse. Lord, oh God, let there be a jailbreak right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare, oh God, by the authority of your word, that the people that have been in darkness see your great light. And Lord, oh God, that they walk towards the light and walk, oh God, in freedom because your grace is sufficient. Thank you, Lord, for your intervention in all of our lives. And thank you for your word that comes forth now. It will heal, restore, and make us whole. We give you praise, Most High, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. No one here today is here by accident. Let me say that again. You're not here by accident. You thought you just woke up and you just decided, okay, I'm going to go to church. No, you're here because you have been marked for something very special today. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, before I bring forth the word of the Lord this morning, I'd like us to hear the declaration of the Lord first and foremost to us for this month. This is the first Sunday of the 10th month, October. Amen? This is October. And God has a word for us. Would you want to hear what God has to say?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, understand that every time God says something, that this is what he wants to do, that it is not just for that month, it is henceforth. Yeah. Amen? The word of God doesn't start and stop. It continues. Because God wants us to continue with his word. And when you continue with his word, you get free. Praise the Lord. So the word of the Lord to us today is a word that is perpetual. It doesn't stop. Amen? So when the enemy tries to contradict this word, you tell him to take a hike. Hit the road, Jack. Hallelujah. Let's hear the word. Come on. October. Somebody shout hallelujah. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Amen. What does John 10:10 say? Does anyone know what John 10:10 says? You don't know what it says? How can you not know what it says? You don't remember the verse? The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He doesn't, listen, thieves don't come to steal things when there isn't anything to steal. And you cannot kill something that is not killable. There's got to be something for you to kill. And you cannot destroy nothing. So when the Bible says a thief cometh not, but for these reasons, to steal, kill, and destroy, is because you have something that can be stolen, something that can be killed, something that can be destroyed. But the Lord says, I am come that they might have what? Life. And that they might have it more what? Abundantly. In other words, don't worry about it. You're covered. Because I'm already here before the thief comes. And when that thief tries to come, I'll take care of business. You enjoy life. Leave the fighting to me. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is simply saying, leave the fight to me. I'm your father, your fighter. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, the word of the Lord for us this year, because we just started a new year, for those of you that are still looking at January as the new year started already. When we started with Rosh Hashanah. And the word of the Lord to us, I'm not going to show it to you yet, but what is the word of the Lord to us?
Restoration.
Shout it out loud.
Restoration.
Restoration. Do you know that that is the word of the Lord from the very beginning to man? When he said replenish the earth, he was saying restore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My year of what?
Restoration.
restoration. Don't forget that. Don't forget that God has declared total restoration. Whatever the enemy stole, whatever the enemy killed, whatever the enemy destroyed, shall all be restored. Did you hear that word? It doesn't matter what the enemy did yesterday. God is correcting it. He will restore. And he says that there's something that we need to say for restoration to happen. What do we need to say?
Restore.
Shout it out 7 times. Restore. Restore, 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 restore. Amen. You hold your wallet and say, restore. Hallelujah. Praise God. Restore. You touch your vehicle and you speak restoration. Praise God. For some people, restoration might happen every year. Amen. You drive it a little bit, you get another one. Praise God. You're looking at me funny. God has too many stuff. Glory be to God. You can't spend it all. Restore. Hallelujah. You touch your body and say, my youth is restored. Glory be to God. Restoration. The devil is a liar. The word of the Lord to us the last few weeks, we've been talking about the blessing. That's been the theme of our discuss the last little while, the blessing. What is the blessing? Today I want to explore another aspect of that word, the blessing, from the perspective of being chosen. Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. The blessed one is the one that is chosen. When God decided to speak the blessing into the life of Abraham, he chose him. He picked him out. And you and I are picked out. We are separated. You see, when the word of God says, be ye holy, he's saying, be separated. When the Bible talks about the holy place and the holy of holies, it's talking about the separated from the separated. And God lounges in the separated of the separated, in the place of the chosen. One of the things that I've wanted to do for a long, long time, in fact, we were offered one, not for the wrong reasons. You know, the Bible talks about the Ark of the Covenant, right? Ark of the Covenant. I remember we had a ministry team that came here many years ago, and they were going to offer us their ark. Remember that? Praise the Lord. And I was quickly going to accept it, and the Lord says, no, 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 that's theirs. One day yours will come. Praise God. Now, the ark was a representation of the presence of God. It was not the presence of God, but it was the representation of the presence of God. It represented that which was happening in the heavens. And the Bible talks about the cherubims that were touching their wings. Now, when you think about the cherubims, these angelic beings, we think about a human face, but the Bible describes them differently. It says they have four faces. The face of a man, the face of a bull, the face of a lion, and the face of an eagle. We'll spend time talking about that in the days to come. But the face of the man was in front. And it looked, watch this, this is important. It looked consistently at the mercy seat. Mercy seat. Some say mercy seat. The face of the eagle was behind. And while the face of the angel, the seraphims were looking at the mercy seat, the face of the eagle was looking up above. I'm not going to talk about the ox and the lion yet. The face of the man looks at the mercy seat. But the face of the eagle, that man's face, his back, looks at, mounts on the wings of eagles. The eagle sees way down there. His eyes are sharp. And can see a very little rodent down there while it is a click. A kilometer up in the sky, you can see that rat. And you can dive down, and pick it up. God set aside a people called the Jews and gave to them the gift of knowing what his presence looks like. And God is speaking to every one of us here today. And he's saying, you, chosen. Chosen. When you're chosen from a crowd. The bride of Christ is chosen. Hello? God is not married to everybody. He chose his body. This one I choose. Many are invited, but there those that are chosen. Many are called to be pastors, prophets, whatever. But when you talk about being chosen, there is something very particular and very specific about your assignment that qualifies you to be the chosen. So you can have a choir singing, but there is a chosen one who sings the solo. That make sense? So when we're talking about being chosen, we're talking about God being particular about you and about me. Many are called, but not everyone that is called obeys the call. The Bible tells us in Matthew 22 about the king who was throwing a big party for a wedding party for his son, and he invited all kinds of people, you know, the movers and the shakers in the community, and everyone said, giving their excuse why they couldn't come. A disrespect and a dishonor to the king. When the king asks you to come, you go. No matter what busyness you have, you just follow the instruction. Well, the king is calling, I go. So they came up with all their excuses and they will not come. But they were called. But the king was not going to be put out. So he says to his servants, go out, hit the streets, get anybody you can get, because there's going to be people in this party today. So they go there and they bring all these people, and as they came, they had a change of outfit. Everybody was outfitted with something special. You know, this guy from the street, all of a sudden, he has a nice three-piece suit, corsage, and, you know, and everything, and it's looking really sharp, and comes in. Sit down. The king comes and sees everybody well-dressed, but there was this guy who decided not to wear what the king had provided. And he's going to wear his own outfit because he's smart and he knows better. The king comes and says, friend, calls him friend, just like Jesus called Judas friend. Friend, how did you get in here? Not having a wedding garment. How did you come in here not having a wedding garment? That's an interesting statement. And the guy was speechless, didn't say anything. He had nothing to say. It was not that he wasn't offered one. He just refused it. As many refuse the salvation of God, refuse the name of Jesus, refuse the righteousness God has given, and want to come to God in their own righteousness, in their own doings. And the king said, bind this guy. Bind him hand and foot and toss him out into outer darkness. So, Pastor, wait a minute. You said you were going to be preaching about the chosen and the blessing. This doesn't sound like the blessing. No, no. I'm just trying to tell us so that we understand that the blessing isn't being chosen. But when you've been chosen and you decide to do your own thing, you become the cursed. Because it is the absence of the blessing. That's what the curse is. Say that with me. The absence of the blessing is the curse. And the blessing follows obedience. Your obedience attracts the blessing in your life. The blessing comes in all kinds of forms. Or the manifestation, let me put it this way, the manifestation of the fact that you are blessed shows up in many ways. God says to us in 1 Peter chapter 2, I should take it up from verse 1, but I'll take it up from verse 5. 1 Peter 2, I'll take it up from verse 5. It says, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house. You are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood. What you are, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices. Every one of us are called to offer up spiritual sacrifices which are acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Verse 6 says, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief corner stone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be what? Confounded. The one who believes in this one is not going to be confounded. It goes on to verse 8. It says, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at what? The word. Being what? Disobedient. Which means now, remember, obedience attracts the blessing. Disobedience appoints you to the curse. Whereunto also they were appointed. And this is the verse. But ye are a what? Chosen generation. You're a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. An holy nation. Now, he's not talking about Israel now. It's talking about the body of Christ. You know, one of our problems is that we've not seen ourselves as a nation. Christians have not seen themselves as a nation. That is our weakness. He says, a peculiar people. There's something peculiar about you. Why? That you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out. He called you out of what? Darkness. And called you out into his what? Marvelous light. So you were called out of darkness into light. Praise God. God is the God who commanded light to come out of darkness. You see, are you ready for this? We know that darkness cannot comprehend the light. But there was a time And there is still in space what you call a black hole. Yeah? Where everything that has light goes into and doesn't come out. So it is in the realm of the spirit. There are black holes that want to limit people. But God says, listen, I chose you. I called you out. And today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, whatever black hole the enemy has kept you in, whether it's a black hole of sickness and disease, lack, shame, fear, doubt, confusion, what you name it, if it is not planted of the Lord, today you must come out of it. Amen. Hallelujah. I must come out of every black hole. Praise God. Hallelujah. God says, I called you out of darkness and I put you into my marvelous light. The marvelous light of God cannot be comprehended by darkness. Natural light can be captured, but the light of God can never be captured. It overrides everything. And the word of God says that God has lit you. Everyone that came into the world, God put his light in them. And today, in the name of Jesus Christ, wherever my voice is being heard, I switch you on in Jesus' mighty name. You must shine brightly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God picked out a nation, the nation of Israel. And he called them his chosen. Now, if you know the history of Israel, because part of, I don't think you want to hear this, part of being chosen is that you get disciplined. God disciplines chosen people. There are people who can get away with all kinds of stuff, but chosen people don't. God will discipline them because they have a very specific assignment and he will not let them fail. Praise the Lord. He's not going to let them fail. He'll get them out. Hallelujah. In Exodus chapter 19 and verse 5. Exodus 19 and verse 5. We read these words. Now therefore, if ye will obey my what? My voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a what? A peculiar. Is that not the same thing he told us in the New Testament? You're a peculiar people. So it tells us, it defines it to us now, that the way for you to become that peculiar treasure of God, a peculiar people. Now, when God says a peculiar people, he's saying, I'm going to make you a treasure. It's for you to obey my voice. Indeed. And keep my covenant. Then ye shall be a peculiar people, a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is what? Mine. All the earth is mine, but I'm going to make you a peculiar treasure. In other words, I'm going to choose you. So what is the qualification for being chosen? Obeying the voice of God. And keeping, holding on to his covenant word. I have loved you with an everlasting love. That's a covenant statement. A covenant statement is the promises of God proclaimed into your life. Every promise is a covenant statement. And when you see it and you hold on to it, you're a keeper of the covenant. When you see in the word of God, I'm the Lord that healeth thee, and you hold on to that word and say, God is my healer. God says, you're keeping the covenant. You're holding on to it. You're not allowing aches and pains to cause you to say anything different. People have aches and they have pains. People hit trouble. But they that trust in the name of the Lord, the righteous, run into the safety of the tower of a God that they know is their keeper. Praise God. Listen, child of God, listen. Being a Christian does not isolate you from facing problems. If anybody tells you otherwise, they're not telling you the truth. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. I will liken a wise man to a man who came, heard my words, which means he heard his voice, and did it. That wise man built his house on the rock, and the storm came, beat vehemently on that house, but the house stood the test of time. He built it, recognizing that storms do come. Trouble comes. Challenges come. But those who are chosen of God, who are obedient to the voice of the Lord, weather through it and stand solid like a rock. He says, a foolish man came, heard his voice, heard his words, but did not do it. In other words, did not keep the covenant. That same storm came, and his house was flattened. And the Bible says, and great was the fall of it. A great fall. Because you did not hold on to the covenant. Whether it be a covenant with your relationship with God, or a covenant in your marriage, a covenant in your business relationships, whatever. When you are not a covenant keeper, you isolate yourself from being part of the chosen. The Bible says in the end of times, there are going to be truce breakers, covenant breakers. One of the signs of the end is that people do not stick with the program. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, Deuteronomy 7 and verse 6, the word of the Lord says, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. You are a separated people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God had chosen thee to be a special or a peculiar people unto himself. Above all people, that are upon the face of the earth. Wow. He's talking about the seed of Abraham. But that seed of Abraham, you also are called to be. Because the seed of Abraham, the word of God says in Romans, is Christ. Amen? And if you be in Christ, then you are you Abraham's seed. God is pronouncing a blessing upon his people. He says, listen, I chose you. And you're different. And you're chosen for a reason. Verse 7. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. For ye were the fewest of all people. You know what? Part of the God choosing us, Paul puts it this way. He says, look in the midst of you. Just check. How many great people, noble, whatever. He says, God chose the weak to confound the so-called strong or wise. I'm thankful that God saw my weakness and said, this one, I need to help him. Because if I don't help him, he's finished. But anybody who's trying to do their thing in their own strength, in their own ability, they get flattened. I pray that none of us are like those. God says, I didn't choose you because you were so amazing. I chose you because you were so small. You were weak. You were the fewest of all. And then he says, but because the Lord loved you, and because he will keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, and the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of the bondman from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Because I loved you and because I made a commitment. My deliverance is because of God's love. And because of the commitment he made, that when I call on the name of the Lord, he will save me. Hallelujah. The action of the enemy is for us to run away from God when we've messed up. Adam and Eve ran away from God. When you've messed up, run to God. Because he's a God who will heal you and restore you. Stop pretending through life. People who live in the world of pretense will never know wholeness. Just come to God and say, I'm a mess up. I'm going to say, I know it. But today we are going to make you a message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to turn this test to a testimony. Somebody shout hallelujah. God knows how to turn your situation around when you come to him and do not let go of his covenant word. He His covenant is still the same. He is the Lord that healeth thee. He is the Lord your healer. He sent his word and healed your disease. He is the Lord your healer. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord your healer. He is the Lord that healed me. He is the Lord my healer. He sent his word and healed my disease. He is the Lord my healer. When you know that you are chosen, you grab a hold of the word of God. The enemy will come and he will accuse you and say, you don't have any right to it. That's when you must remind that sick devil, while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me, the godly for the ungodly. I can come home. The prodigal can come home. Doesn't matter. He is my God, who has commended his love towards me, in that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. Do you know that? That is a pathway to the blessing. God loves me. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 7 and 8, but because the Lord loved you, and because he will keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, and the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you, brought you out of the house of the bondman, took you out of that place of imprisonment, took you from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, who knew not Joseph. And forgot the blessing that these people have been. He says, I hear the cry of my people. I've heard their cry. Moses, go to Pharaoh and tell him this: let my people go. What people? My chosen. Let them go. The devil has no right to my life. The devil has no right to your life. He has no right to anything that pertains to you in any way, shape, or form. Because the pronouncement of God is this, it's time up. Let my people go. It is the time for them to enjoy the God life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to enjoy my walk with God. Hallelujah. Because the terrorists will now be terrorized by God who loves me with an everlasting love. Somebody shout hallelujah. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant, and mercy with them that love Him. Oh, those that love Him and keep His commandments to what? 1,000 generations. Those that love me. Jesus, our Lord, said, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. Is that what the Word of God says? But we're living in a world where even our leaders are teaching us that it's not important. And that whatever Jesus said, He was saying pre the cross. What foolishness. Like Jesus is not the same yesterday, today, and forever. The God who said in the Old Testament, thou shalt not commit adultery, is still saying it in the New Testament. Whatever God said before, He's still saying. In fact, He's even saying more. Because Jesus said, the law said, somebody smacks you on one side, turn the other cheek. It says, if you look at a woman with lust in your eyes, or rather if you commit adultery physically with a woman, then you've committed adultery. He says, but if you look just lust with your eyes, you didn't do anything. The person doesn't even know about it. Just you, yourself, and yourself are lusting. He says, you've already committed the adultery. Which one is tougher? God already said. So grace is not that God lessened what we are called to obey God in, but that God comes alongside of us and says, I'm going to help you do it right. I'm a covenant-keeping God. I'm a merciful God. I know sometimes you might trip and fall, but I'm here with you because if you confess your sins, I am a faithful God who will forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, because I'm giving to you the gift of righteousness. I'm giving to you the ability. This morning, as I was done here and I went home, I got home and was trying to get ready, and I started thinking. I was going down the stairs and I was thinking all of a sudden about the grace of God. And an illustration God gave to me years ago, that grace is like putting a car in a vehicle. It has 10 clicks on the odometer. And it's going to go all the way to Montreal, unless it has 2,000 miles away or 2,000 kilometers away. It gets on the bed of this truck, gets to Montreal, and when it comes off that truck, it still has 10 clicks on it. The truck that carried it has a 2,000. But the vehicle that moved from point A to point B over there, zero. So that's my grace. I'm going to come alongside and I'm going to carry you. I'm going to take all the wear and tear but you are going to get all the benefit. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's what God wants to do in our lives, day in, day out, if we will trust Him as a covenant-keeping God, the God who will never leave me nor forsake me. It's a commitment. God keeps His commitments. He's God, not a man. The faithful God, which keepeth covenant with mercy for them that love Him and keep His commandments to a thousand generations. In John 14, if you may take me there for a moment, John 14 and verse 10. John 14 and 10. He says, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? I'm going to use this to illustrate it today. I have a ring here, and I have a ring here. Now, this ring is in that ring, and that other ring is in the other one. It says, don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak unto you, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. But the Father that dwelleth in me, He doeth the works. This is a striking statement. He says, I'm doing the talking, but listen, I've not healed anybody. I've not done any miracles. The Father is the one who's doing it. All I'm doing is talking. I have surrendered myself, my lips, my tongue, my body to the Father. And whatever I'm saying, He actually is saying it. But when God speaks, He works. When God rested from all His works, it was because He stopped speaking about whatever it is that He was speaking about. He rested and saw the manifestation of whatever and enjoyed the manifestation of it. But here God comes, and He says, verse 11, believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Wow, that's interesting. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Question, has he gone to be with the Father? So therefore, there must be greater works. Amen? Hallelujah. God doesn't make statements just to just yap off. The problem is that we have not believed what he said. That because he is gone to be with the Father, that we are equipped now to do greater works. And the greater works happens because of this. Nicodemus comes to him and says, you couldn't have done these things except God be with you. And Jesus said to him, yeah, you must be born again. You want to see greater works? You need to be born again. But not only do you need to be born again, I want to tell you something that I, talking to you right now, I am also right this very moment in heaven. Why? Because no one has descended and ascended except for him who is now in heaven. And while I'm standing here before you, I am also in heaven. Now, guess what happened to us when Jesus, our Lord, rose again from the dead? We took on the same position. We are here in Winnipeg, and at the same time, we are seated with him in heavenly places, far above all principalities and all powers and all the rulers of the darkness of this world. We are in him and with him. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Watch what he continues to say in the passage. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my what? Name. That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Whatever you ask in my name. He was given a name, Philippians chapter 2, that's above every other name, because he was obedient even unto death. The call for the chosen is a call of obedience. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Someone say, he will do it. Hallelujah. It says, I will do it. Now in verse 16 of the same passage, we read these words. He says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Somebody shout hallelujah. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. What did he say? I will not leave you what? Comfortless. I will what? Come to you. So what did he just tell us? He, Jesus, who is seated above, has become the Holy Spirit that has come. He tells us about the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you a helper. The blah, 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 blah. I will come to you. Wow. Next verse. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye shall see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. Hallelujah. I remember that verse so well. Many years ago, I was in Nigeria. I was house sitting for a neighbor. And I woke up from sleep. And the words that came out of my mouth, first words, I heard myself saying, because he lives, I live also. Wow. It didn't come from my natural mind. It came from the Spirit of God inside of me. I don't know what the enemy was planning, but this was final. Because he lives, I live. Hallelujah. Because he lives, you live. You know, the psalmist says, I shall live and not die, so that I will testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Praise God. You know who you are. Hallelujah. Next verse. It says, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father. And watch this. There's a day that you know that I am in my what? Father. And then he says, and you in me, and I in you. Ah. I don't know what you call those dolls that you can stick one inside the other. You know those dolls? What do they call them? Huh? Ukrainian. You don't know what, if Mama was here, she would tell me exactly what the name is. She knows all those kind of stuff. You know, that woman knows all kinds of interesting stuff, and I just look at her sometimes and pretend to be smart. She loves documentaries. But God says, I'm going to be in you and you in me. That's like these two rings here and this third ring clicking right in between the three of them. Let me not waste the time, if you can imagine. I click it and all three are inside of each other. That's like this book. Let's pretend for a moment that this outer shell, the cover, is the Father. And these pages are Jesus. And this here is you. You see me? Do you see me now? What do you see? You see the Father. So for the enemy to get to me, he has to beat up Father, beat up Son, before he can get to me. That devil has not been born. Hallelujah. I am hidden in Christ, hidden in God. Hey, I am the chosen. I have been allowed to come right in the center. He is the center of my love. But the one who have made the center of my love has made me the center of his love. Oh, I don't know if you're hearing anything yet. That God, listen, that God decided to risk everything. That which the devil wanted was his throne. That God risked his throne by sending his son, Jesus, as a man, as the last Adam, to be tempted by the devil who tempted the first Adam, who blew it. And if Jesus blows it, the devil gets what he has always wanted, the throne of God. Listen, that's what the redemption price was. Because the devil already had me. He had no reason to let me go. But that God will be willing to risk everything, what he wanted. That's the price point. And God risked all of that. Guess what? God loved me that much. I will risk everything just to get you. And you going to call me what? You going to call me dumb, foolish, stupid? A loser? No. I think not. Not when God has already pronounced a winner chosen on my life. And devil, you're not going to mess my life up. Hallelujah. Circumstances, you're not going to mess my life up. My life is too important to be messed up by anything or by anyone. I am chosen. Therefore, I am blessed. to be a blessing. Hallelujah. God gave me a gift to make me a gift. Did you hear that? God gave me a gift to make me a gift. God blessed me to be a blessing. I'm not a nobody. I'm a vessel that God has chosen. Jesus said, our Lord said, He said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? In other words, my soul is more precious than this whole planet. That's how special I am. When I go to sleep, I must go to sleep as a prince, a son of the Most High God. When I wake up special. When I walk special. Hallelujah. I'm not rushing anywhere. I'll walk like a prince of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I'll look special every day of my life. Don't think of yourself as a nobody. Think the best, because that's what God has assigned to you. When you and I choose not to be special, we get demoted. When you choose not to take on your responsibility because you want the flash of the world, you get demoted. And in our age and our time, we've seen it happen. I hate calling names, but there's a prince called Harry who decided not to keep his responsibility and his seat. Shunned everything. And I'm certain today he's thinking, what did I do? Because now his name is not even ranked anywhere of importance. It's way at the bottom. And his children. And he is supposed to be high up there. The temporary lurings of the world only satisfy you temporarily. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Whatever it is that the world is pursuing after, God says, I'll add it to you. Why? You've been chosen for a peculiar treasure unto God. Somebody say, I am a treasure of the Lord, blessed and highly favored. John 15 and 16 says, you didn't call me and you didn't choose me. I chose you and I ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And watch this next line, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. He told us in John 14 how that happens. He says, because I'm one with the Father, and I'm with the Father. And the way that you and I become part of the Father and in the Father is by accepting His Son, Jesus Christ. This blessing is for the chosen. Everybody has been called. The gospel is preached to everybody. But it's those that will listen to the voice of God and obey it. They are the chosen. He says, remember where I started at the beginning? Being chosen also means that you're disciplined. Jesus, our Lord, puts it this way. They that I love, I what? Chastise. So God will discipline you. But I'd rather have the discipline of God and be the chosen than be a vagabond without direction, without purpose, without a sense of destiny. God, help me be everything I need to be for your glory and honor. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. So much more to share, but we'll stop there. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. I shared with us a word that the Lord gave to me a few years back, actually. I still have it on the table there. I wrote it down and somehow forgot about it until 2 or so weeks ago. I saw it. D-E-B-T. D, doing. E, everything. B, but. T, tithe. The Lord says, this is the portal for debt. Doing everything but tithe. Doing everything but doing what I've called you to do. Honor me. Trust me with a tenth of your resources, of your increase. At this time, let us honor God. Personally, I see the tithe as God's bare minimum. God saying, this is the least I ask of you. So I say, Lord, I want more than that. So, God, what do you want from me? What do you want from me today? And I believe God, and I trust Him. And I pray that that will be the same for every one of us in this household. If you're not a tither, I encourage you to obey God in that calling. He says, test me on this and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Trust God with your finances. Come, honor God with your giving this morning and ready yourself to share in communion together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. You are God, a faithful God, a God who's redeemed us. For you, O God, were the price for our redemption. Paid it all and redeemed us from the house of the bondman. Thank you for redemption. Hallelujah. This is the body of the Lord. Was broken for us. And this is the cup of his shed blood. He paid the price that we should not. paid a complete price, full payment. And today, as we take of this body and we eat of this body, let the full impact of what Jesus Christ came to accomplish be accomplished in us. It was not just so that we be saved, but that we become conduits through which miracles happen. As we take of this body and eat, may God not only give you a miracle, but make you a miracle worker. Take of this body and eat. This blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from sin and from all unrighteousness. As we take of it and drink, may we receive the full impact of what the blood means. We will receive the full benefits for our spirit, our souls, and our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. For the things he had done with his blood, he has saved me. With his blood, he had saved me. To God be the glory, for the things he has done. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified. Receive our worship. Thank you for your word. We come, O God, into our rightful place as the chosen, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood unto you. Father, as your servant, I declare blessings upon these sons and these daughters, that, Lord, as they head out of this place today, that your hand will rest upon them, that will enjoy, O God, the fullness of grace. That, Lord, O God, that there will be a testimony of your unfailing love. Thank you, Lord, that you've called me to be a son that served people. I bless them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. May the name of the Lord be placed on you, that the blessings of God abide in you and with you at all times. Amen. Praise the Lord. I look forward to seeing you tonight for a wonderful time together. But please be reminded that on the 5th, that's in this Wednesday, is a special service at 6:30. This Wednesday is a holy feast unto the Lord, the Feast of Atonement, 6:30. Be here for it. Don't stay home. come to the house of the Lord. You never know what God will do for His people, how He will touch you. Amen? Just be here. Let's celebrate together. Now, I have to forewarn you that Yom Kippur starts next Sunday in the evening. However, next Sunday evening or next Sunday is Thanksgiving. And believe me when I tell you that I struggled with it. See whether we should have a service in that evening. But I elected to do what God said. He calls His people to that feast. So I'm going to be here. It's going to be a shorter service, but we will obey the Lord and be here. But the rest of that week, because that particular feast is the Feast of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, runs 7-8 days. And last year we did it all 8 days. But this year we're just going to do the first day and the last 3 days. So we're going to do Sunday evening, brief as it might be, then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Amen? And I encourage you to do what you feel you should do. I'm not going to tell you what to do. But I encourage you to come anyway. You know, you still have Thanksgiving Monday to celebrate. Amen? So, that's what I will say to you. Just do, and there's no judgment, no condemnation, none of that. Just do what, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to come. I'm going to be in the house for the set amount of time that the Lord wants me to be here. Just thanking Him that I am under the tabernacle of His grace. Amen? God bless you. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord and be at peace. And just give me a quick moment. Well, bye, saints.